passing door.
Good. In California, she's on her way home right now.
Oh, okay.
She's texting me. She's like, I'm in Barstow. I'll be home shortly, too.
You're like, okay.
Okay. You got so about two more hours, so.
I'll be at Mulligan. Stay line.
All right.
No. I wasn't planning on being that long anyway. I didn't think she was going to come out until tomorrow morning. But we got to rent a car yesterday and have it back by 10 o'clock.
Gosh darn it, Superman!
That's the only goal they're going to get.
0.6.
No team does this better than we do.
That's nice. That's nice. You see the one bouncer, I think a goalkeeper hit him with the body, and the goaltender Malcolm Subban. Yeah, 1.4. The lefty prevents here late. But on Aces, it didn't.
I've yet to do the bonus. I'm a little upset.
I would be too.
I know. I won't argue that.
Where'd you go?
Here.
No. I'm sorry. Something doesn't compute.
I know.
So that what you're telling me.
I was actually here. What you want?
What you're telling me is this bar is done for the month.
I should be done for the year. I'm glad you're optimistic about the month.
Oh, I meant the entire bar is done for the
party. Oh, yeah. Because
you took all its money.
Yeah, 100%.
All
right. Look at these. 100%. By the way, I quit my job.
And?
It went fantastically.
The check is in the bank.
Check's in the bank.
You transferred the money out of the account. Well,
now, what are you going to do now?
No, they were very, it was amicable. Like, they were like, right, I just want to go back. You just knock on the door.
Oh, that's nice.
So I'm going to get not only my last 2 weeks, but I'll get
Jeff,
2 weeks plus 3 weeks of sick.
Hold on. I got a question. Here.
And you have a date for next Friday.
What?
You have a date for next Friday.
I wish. I wish. I asked.
Did you?
Exactly how I told you.
Yeah.
But as we, whenever I told her I was designed, she was like, talk to me. Like, what's up? And we were talking, and essentially it was like, I've got a sickness job, and the role is pretty serious. And I was like, okay, so she didn't ever say no. But through the conversation, she made me realize, yeah, I can't ask that question.
Fair.
Yeah.
I'll need an extra coat holder.
Well, good. So everything's going well. Now you're just ready to roll into the next?
Yeah, I got 2 weeks of absolutely nothing.
Of spending that $1,000.
No, setting it to the side.
Spending $500 to
$1,000. I mean, I wanted to hit one goal, 500 to 700, so I could buy a gun and then roll today.
Did he just say a gun?
Yeah. I want a 1911 hit.
Alright, he just lost his job, right? Now he wants to buy a gun?
He quit. I didn't lose, I quit.
Because he's got a gun coming up.
I quit and they paid me like $5,000 after I quit.
Is that unemployment shit?
No. They paid me a profit share check with like a bonus, like a military bonus.
Yeah.
But then they also
never got one of those.
The vacation that I saved and the sick time I saved.
Alright.
So that's 5 weeks paid.
What are we gonna do?
Technically, it's more like 9 weeks. I don't know. I was trying to figure out a vacation in the next 2 weeks, but I don't know where to go. I'm in Cali.
We started with the Tupperware
Yes, I did. Some penis and
me. I have a girl that her cousin comes in and like has everything bad in the wall room. Me, hash calls, everything, the whole thing. And we lay it out on my counter in the back. And like a bunch of stuff.
Okay. I got like a
I'm
gonna give that to you for free. Just because you're my friend.
We're definitely one day this week.
I've never taken shrooms.
You want to?
The only thing I ever did, any drugs I ever did, was. What?
There's another episode. Tripping balls is what we're going to call it.
What? Because I never done shrooms?
Yeah, we're going to put you on a podcast after you eat some shrooms.
Oh, hell no. I won't do it. I was telling you fuckers that the last time I ever did any fucking drugs, which I don't call them drugs anymore, was weed.
Yeah.
Back in 2000 fucking... That was the last time I ever touched anything. Even though I was selling some other shit, like methamphetamines and shit, making money. But never touched it. I always wore gloves because I knew that shit was sucking into your fucking... I was a paranoid little fucking drug dealer. What the fuck I was. That shit ain't touching my fucking... My blood level.
You would be hilarious with shrooms. I think so.
Yeah, shrooms are fun.
Ah, no, no. Yeah. Shrooms will make me fucking jump off a roof or some shit.
No. That's acid.
No. And then, yeah.
Shrooms are a lot different.
Imagination.
Yeah.
I'll stick with my beer. My beer and my shots. I'm good to go.
To me, they are indifferent. Not to be abused.
Well, we can always ask Daniel over there because he's sitting there like, oh, no, never mind.
He's done all the
he's coming back. He's coming over.
He's done all the drugs.
What is the current topic over here?
We have no fucking... Well, I know.
The last time that he did any type of drug was 2001.
Two.
And
probably
2008,
which I don't consider
but
a...
But we're thinking
drug.
That he should do a podcast on shrooms.
No, you guys are not going to get me.
It would have to be in a safe space.
And here's no safe space.
Now we are, bro. Ain't no safe space.
No, dude, you do not want to... do hallucinogenics for the first time in chaos.
Maybe that would be a topic before we did it. That would be a topic of a podcast.
Should
you do shrooms in public?
The first time you do hallucinogenics should be in a safe space. Having done many.
I called it.
See?
Yeah, you need to
I didn't mean to point at you. Aaron Rodgers. Didn't mean to point at you. But I called it.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
Yeah, and to protect our... should we all have different names for the podcast?
I don't know. I'm staying with T-Bags.
All right, well, everybody has to have a nickname. Or you don't need to have one, but we'll open it up.
Yeah, no, that would be...
You just call me
A-Rod. That would be kind of the funny thing about
A-Rod.
That would be the kind of funny thing about...
Hey, A-Rod. We'll go with 2 A's?
Yes, of course.
2 A's.
He's going with a morning drive time DJ name. And I'm Crispy.
Okay. All right, so we got...
I'm totally being the straight guy in this whole thing.
I like it,
except that...
Got bad Jeff.
The debate time is tearing apart.
So what's Jeff's name going to be?
If he's had a nickname in his
life... He's only talking shit about Air Force.
You don't win modern combat without air superiority.
Air Force.
That's a whole different... It's going to be one whole podcast.
What do you think?
About what?
His name.
Oh, it's up to him.
It's Daniel.
You can be T-Bag. You can be D-Bag. No, I'm sorry.
He didn't earn anything about bags. I did.
Wow, I would not brag about that.
I know, but I will brag about it because I am T-Bag.
So if we have bread on our podcast, what role is he going to play?
Yeah.
Like,
no, FM.
Like, what are
you doing? I don't see him working in right now.
I don't think Brett can be on. Actually, I wouldn't mind him on a podcast. Brett. Why did everybody just stare and look at me? I don't give a fuck.
I do.
When I know when
Roger that, or when you're done talking, come talk to me.
I mean, sorry.
I think it's a good idea.
Talking shit.
You're still popular.
Except, like, he is sort of right about one thing, is you don't want too many characters.
We don't want, yeah, we don't want too many people in the mix. We have to focus. And it's his job to keep the focus.
Whose job?
Jeff's or Pat's? Jeff.
To keep
El Jefe's.
To keep you two on point.
Well, yeah, I gotta battle you all the fucking time.
That is not a battle.
To me, it's a battle.
It's just a competition.
That makes it more fun.
To me, it's...
Well, you talk about fun. I know, I already know.
To me, it's shooting fish.
See?
Oh, that's a motherfucker. Did not...
Oh, just no! Say, yeah.
That's why this is going to win.
A debate? That's why I said you can get...
But there's no debating with you.
You could get the topic ahead of time.
But there's
you're
no
not going to do homework.
That's not a good idea. I wish
no, because when
right
you
now.
Honestly mean some shit, your
this
eyes will
this
dang
is what we
wait.
Can lead
you
commercials
don't look at you motherfucker.
Why are you not recording this?
I'm talking to you like, fuck you. I'm like, hey, dude.
Hey, save
I do that.
Save
I,
it
hold
for
on,
the podcast.
We're already battling right now.
Save it for the podcast.
I do that with everybody.
I know you guys.
Yo, yesterday, I was at the... At the Democratic Caucus, and I had to like stand up and like give a speech for the candidate I believed in, and I was not prepared for it. And
why
I was looking at the ceiling the entire time.
Okay. I didn't think I would have to.
I got recruited to be like the guy in that room to deal with it like 40 minutes before it happened. So I was not prepared.
Yeah.
I was going for a beat. But like also we're it worked on a couple levels. But dude, if you want to call yourself a teabag,
yeah.
Alright, as long as they put you, now you're asking me?
We were talking about you want to be part of our podcast.
It was a podcast?
Yeah.
And yours?
Yeah.
I want to.
Really? God, that's
all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Bye bye.
Now, if somebody's going to insist on nicknames.
Jeff changed that shit on my face, my high school friend.
Because in high school, everybody did. I went by Dan.
Okay.
What's that backwards?
Dad?
No, you
could be Ned.
But I was a Beastie Boys fan.
Right.
So it became the King Nad Rock.
A Beastie Boys fan.
No, the King Nad Rock. There's his nickname.
King Nad Rock?
That's also my gamer tag.
That's how you do it, play video games.
No, I read books too, sir.
So. I like it. Alright, yeah, me and him challenge back and forth every time. Hell yeah, I'm down.
Oh, yo, you got street knowledge, I have actual knowledge.
See, that works. Because I actually do have street fucking knowledge, and you actually have fucking book knowledge, which I don't have.
Yep.
I just
yeah.
No, anything else.
I have logic. I have logic and facts.
Better come strong.
Like I said, they can give you the topic and not give me the topic, and I feel like I would still win. Because you're not going to do the homework.
It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
Except, would he do homework?
It's not a competition.
Would he do homework?
No.
He would not.
My homework is right here.
Except, would I?
Drink it up here.
I would 1,000% do homework.
That's why we're not going to give him the first thing.
Exactly. Because I would
pop up and be like, hey, what do you... Alright, let's give a fucking... an instance.
We've already been doing it.
Huh?
Exactly. He's been enjoying it.
I know, I'm enjoying this. It will be fun, though. But we still need to have payments for you fuckers, too.
My only problem is...
It's going to be like a Howard Stern.
My biggest problem is like, you have a way better voice than I do.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
My voice is
annoying. I don't really know what the fuck you're talking about.
I mean, besides the accent. Yeah, you do.
What accent?
What? Was that Michael Jackson from Chicago?
Negative!
This time, I roll the way I want to roll. Let's get jammies.
Well, let's give him a fucking shot.
Let's get jammies.
Let's ask Jeff what he wants to ask. And you.
No.
But you're like the producer of this shit.
I'm kind of with him. Save the goal for when the tape is rolling.
Yeah,
and well, you guys give it a like fucking, one or two, like.
Well, let's just try it out.
Yeah, we'll just have to talk about shit for an hour.
Yeah. Well, they don't have to be an hour.
Well, shit, let's have a
little
organic.
Yeah,
we don't just talk for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
are
you the ones that are
I could be. We'd like to be kind of producing kind of
I would actually say we
still. Feed Jeff's information. I do my homework before, and you guys are the one to be the stars.
Because I'm arrogant about my intellect, and he's arrogant about whatever the fuck he's arrogant about.
Exactly, that's why it works. See?
Life's a bitch.
Oh, and if we really
you will definitely be the more likable person on this podcast.
Why would I be?
I would be the asshole on this podcast.
If it's really successful, we're going to do like the MTV X on the beach thing. We're going to bring your exes in.
Good luck finding mine.
No? Natalie?
Well, if I did this one,
I'd
wait for
that. I like Natalie, the one time you introduced me to her.
My last ex is in Texas and has a bunch of kids.
Well, my exes are in Texas. It sounds like a song.
I mean,
she can call in.
Let me cry about that shit.
I don't think her husband would like that.
I don't care.
I'd be some Air Force person.
No, actually, I met her here.
At this bar?
No, in Vegas.
Oh, all right.
It's just been that long since I've had a girlfriend.
I'm sure we could have her call in the show.
Fire your balls tucked into your fucking head.
Actually, they're swinging low because, like,
they're so loaded.
Yeah, dude, you don't know how much I have to jerk off just to keep things like...
I hear you. No, I do it every night. That's why Nat finds my fucking underwear tucked under the couch and shit. Like, I just had to get one out.
You ever see Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Remember when he tells him to pump up his numbers? That's the level I'm at. Like 5-6 times a day.
Oh my God.
Right, I'm done. I've been single for over 10 years.
I wonder why. You're good, man.
You are too.
I like you. You are good. You want that? You can take her. I'll sell her off to you for fucking a beer.
What?
Nah, I'm just talking shit.
I actually didn't catch it, so. Did you say take Matt?
Yeah, you can have Matt for a beer.
The one time I met her, she was meeting with Anthony, and I was like, I want nothing to do with this.
Stop hearing that.
But I mean, that's the one time I met her. It was scary.
Yeah, I met her down at Lawn.
Yeah. No, so it's a totally different vibe.
Yeah, she is. She gave you shit, so I kind of instantly liked her.
She always gives me shit. I'm what do you say I have into it? Like,
it seems like you both kind of get along in your own world.
We're both big head
giving up.
All Scorpios type shit.
So they that's your lady. That's your lady.
You want her? I have her.
That's yours. Just like I don't want to take your side. What type of human being am I that I want to take what's yours?
I'm not giving it away.
No, you're not.
You love it. You can handle that later. She's a
probably
lovely
not.
Woman.
I'm probably too nice.
Oh my God. Yeah, you'll be sunk down to the bottom like the Titanic.
Oh, yeah, no, I probably hate myself.
Hey, you guys. It's just still recording.
We'll use a link.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
I mean, make sure Natalie doesn't hear the part where you're trying to give her away.
The fuck? It's all part of my fucking talking shit, right? Am I right?
It's all part of me talking. What accent was that?
What are you talking about?
You all of a sudden became Boston. Your accent shifted.
When I started drinking, my accent goes one way or another.
Yeah, no, you went to Boston.
I don't have no fucking Boston.
You see, you just...
Maybe it was a combo Boston Chicago.
Yeah, I think that's it creeps in. When I have too much of this shit, my fucking accent starts to fucking change.
No, mine does too. I go way... It depends where
I know
I
yours
live.
Does, because you sound like a fucking girl. So that was funny. Come on, this joke's gonna laugh, dude.
Are you saying you want to fuck me?
I'd fuck you.
Hi, I'm pretty.
Yeah, let's just shave your face.
This beard is never leaving my face.
Well, you gotta let it grow the fuck out, man.
No, it's stringy, so I have to
just let it grow.
People call
it looks like garbage.
Give it at least 2 months.
No. Give it 2 months. No, I did, and it looked like garbage. Trimming it up actually made it look better.
I would say more like wetter face.
It's true, especially this side where there's
a beard. So
once again, it's a podcast.
You gotta go to fucking
Olga right here.
She's the one that's got my beard. But I haven't touched the background noise.
Yeah, the beard is the least of my worries. I'm losing hair up top. That's 1,000% of my worries. Yeah, no, I know. No, I think we now have the technology to save it.
No.
Well, why wouldn't I give it a go?
Why waste your money? Why waste your
Well, because my shaved head is not pretty. I got a big old mole back here.
Which in our case is not part of the plan.
What?
No, yours looks good.
Now I'm gangster.
No, it looked like you were trying to be gangster. Like rappers.
But I don't want gangster.
That's what the whole basis of our idea. Yeah, little
wine trash.
They go bowling.
You're welcome.
At the very least, we should do one of these things. Like, say, Anthony.
Just for the
I just wanted to.
Also,
that.
Because.
Hey, you're a good man. I'm leaving for Yosemite, and if we end up doing it, I don't mind coming back once a month and doing it.
Okay.
Like, I don't mind flying back to do that.
When are you leaving?
You were saying April. Yosemite, right? Yeah, you ain't
going to Yosemite Park.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, let's do one. If we enjoy it, I don't mind flying back once a month to do it.
This really isn't not my idea. I only did this as fun. Sean over here.
Yeah, no, but I think I spurred them on, too.
Actually, that's right. That was a couple of, a month ago? This shit happened?
Nah, it's like a week or two ago.
That's what I want to look at.
But, yeah, dude, when it comes to doing creative stuff, I'm all about it.
Well, if we can do it, it makes us money. That's what I said.
Wow. Is it sad that I thought he said Elmo instead of Aldo?
No, it's not. Did I do anything?
Is that what we do?
Is that what?
All you can think about.
Is that what?
Is that what? What are you talking about? No.
No, that's me.
I know.
You're talking about the number. Is that doesn't say too much.
I have no idea who that number is.
The 615 number?
Yeah.
No, I don't know who that is.
I'm planning to be the... Whatever that big award is for your next guest on podcast.
Is that him?
Wait, do you have a follower?
That you don't know who it is?
I don't know.
Where's 615 from? I mean, that would be step one in figuring this out.
Well, yeah.
That's him.
Who is it?
Jeff.
Pat?
Jeff.
Jeff?
I can see
whatever's
going on.
I got a shit suck. I don't even fucking phones that motherfucker got. God damn it. I'm thinking it's whoopity whoopity.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Oh,
By the way, sorry I'm just lurking. I just wanted to join the conversation.
You're not lurking, you're standing next to friends. You're not lurking, motherfucker.
I felt like I was lurking.
I lurk. God damn it.
You lit the wrong end. I can smell it. You haven't even had that much to drink.
No, I haven't.
Yo, you definitely should not be left alone with hallucinogenics.
Shut up. Be quiet. We're not talking right
You'd
now.
You'd be eating your pillow and shit thinking it's a marshmallow.
I said I go bowling, dude.
Fuck, man.
I'm gonna whoop Nat's ass in bowling. Hey, I'm gonna get over a fucking 150 tonight.
You're gonna go bowling after this?
Yeah.
Shot bowling?
After 12.
Yeah. Why after 12?
This dollar bowling night. Oh. You guys wanna go?
I'm not gonna be in a condition.
If I didn't have to work.
I still gotta work at 1:30.
I gotta be up at 5.
Sucks for you.
Day off. I ain't going anywhere.
Go bowling with him.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Pat.
He doesn't have
shit. Let's roll.
Yeah, he's unemployed.
Jeff's in his own little atmosphere.
Well, I think Jeff won ball.
Are you smoking the same cigarette, or did you you abandoned it? Yo, be a champion and just cut off the end.
I don't have to.
You don't think they have a knife?
Here.
Hey,
Dad, you don't smoke cigarettes.
I know I don't, but I used to.
No, I'll save it.
Dude, yeah, all you gotta do is clip
Shut
off
up.
The
got
end
it,
and
got it.
You're gonna be happy you have an extra smoke. Trust me.
Let's go Blackhawks!
I mean, it definitely ruined the entire tip, but be a man and just smoke it filterless.
Yeah.
Get some tobacco in your teeth.
Huh?
If you cut off the filter.
Did he really just say that shit right now?
Get tobacco in your
Did he?
Oh, him.
You know the Stars are... God damn it, I want to talk so much shit right now, but I can't. I can't say cuss words.
Brett's a Hurricanes fan.
You made eye contact.
Oh, what?
Don't touch. I don't know what it is.
Neither do I.
You think some hot shit?
How many times you got before it? Times out in races?
6, 7, 9, 5.
How many?
Was that like your
Oh wait, no. 6, 7, 9, 6, 2, 5.
God, I don't. No, I trust you. I don't trust him.
You trust me? Did he just say trust me, doesn't trust you?
It's Daniel.
There.
All over you. No, what is he? Oh, fuck. That's all you said is just fuck off.
I told you. See that red line?
Yeah.
I told you that before when you got away.
It seemed like he was slightly offended by that text.
I didn't see because I was talking to him.
As a moderator, he shouldn't be offended by anything that you said.
That's your employee.
I know. I'll handle it.
Make sure you do. Dude, I wouldn't mind if you move with the black shirt and give me a good low job. I fuck.
Probably.
Shit.
It's your idea.
My fault, my bad. Yeah, I go. Life's a bitch. That's all I gotta say.
Has anybody tried this mess?
What mess?
Douching out your nostrils?
To get rid of all the allergens in your,
no.
your head.
It feels like it would not feel well. Like, there's no way I'd be smiling while I'm doing it.
But
bourbon was involved, I think it'd be okay.
I don't think it would have to go all the way through.
I already told you guys about the one time I got something stuck in my throat for a long ass time, so I went to the fucking people clinic to put that little fucking note thingy. I thought it was going on my throat. No, it went through my fucking nose. You know how fucking like, you're fine. I'm gonna go. This is my paranoid ass fucking thing in the worst.
Well, what was it?
Nothing. It was just me being paranoid.
Wait, so there was no lump or anything?
Nothing. Everything was like, you're fine. Then I get the bitch and shit on the way home from that. Like, told you, motherfucker. You just wasted $300 just to do that. Like, yeah, well, just to be safe, I did it.
If only we all had healthcare.
Oh, county. Yeah. Not always cheap either. Yeah. It's called self-funded.
I'm